so many people, we all will face setbacks, unexpected challenges and circumstances. And the moment when life didn't go according to plan, and it won't, in fact, if you want to make God laugh, come up with a well-developed plan. What determines our future isn't what happens to us. It's not even what happens for us. It's what happens through us with the AAA strategy. It's our ability to re-engineer our vision, to repurpose, not retire, our experiences and restart with intention. Whether we've lost over $100 million or a dollar, whether we lost a business opportunity, experienced major life changing circumstances, or simply realize we're not where we want to be. We are not in God's idea. We're in good ideas. We always have the ability to adjust, to expand, to rebuild from a stronger foundation. Our circumstances will not and cannot define us. Our mindset, our heart set, our handset, our values, and the willingness to adapt determine our ability to create what's next, especially today, with the speed in which circumstances change. And the first lesson, which will be available for everyone alongside this replay, guides, and exercises. The first lesson today, David, as beloved, at the first initial, Meltzer servant, let me be your beloved servant and send these lessons to you. The first lesson of today under the AAA strategy is to re-engineer our actual foundation. Before we can create this expanded you, before we can create anew, we must understand the foundation that we are building upon. Our values, mine in which I teach, are gratitude to give you perspective, empathy to give you ease, accountability to give you control, and effective communication to allow you to live inspired with inspiration. Our values determine our decisions. It determines our relationships. It even determines our direction. When facing adversity, passionate, purposeful, and profitable people return to that foundation. They return to their core values, gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication, rather than responding to the natural reaction of emotion to temporary, and I repeat, temporary challenges, failure, setbacks, mistakes, weight shortages, and obstacles that exist every day in the circumstances that are happening quicker and quicker every single day. The strongest foundation, most practiced and healed foundation that we can build upon is a foundation that is rooted in our values. Mine being gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication. We got to mute that, Nikki. All right. When we can identify our most important personal, experiential, giving, and receiving values, when we identify those, we can see the clues, the patterns, and make better choices aligned in the AAA strategy with the divine direction that we want to be in. And when we identify those values, we now are aligning. Please mute yourself with a little bit of background. I appreciate it. We can align those values, not only in the divine direction, but it allows us to give meaning in that trajectory, in that divine direction. And it's meaning, it's the values that you have, personally, experientially, giving, and receiving, that will limit your self-image, your imagination, and your future, because you never will over-achieve your own self-image. So we need to continually evaluate whether our daily actions are aligned with our divine direction that's determined by the meaning of the past, the values that we have. Gratitude gives you perspective. I now can find light, love, and lessons in losing over $100 million. Empathy gives me ease, forgiveness for all the mistakes that I made in losing $100 million. Accountability gives me control, taking me out of this circumstantial, putting me into the non-negotiable circumstantial. Asking myself, what did I do to be responsible to attract this, to participate in this perception, and what am I supposed to learn from it, giving me control? An effective communication allowing me to use the infinite intelligence, intuition, energy, and inspiration through effectively communicating with my God ideas, not my good ideas. It is those clues, the patterns, the choices that allow us to align and then take action and then prepare for the adjustment. Building that trajectory, building that divine direction that supports the person that we want to become within the context of that God idea. Building it as if we already are. I am happy, happy, wealthy, and worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? We must re-engineer our foundation before we move in our divine direction to give us meaning of the past to align with that divine direction within the context of the AAA strategy. If you would like the exercise on how to re-engineer your foundation with the four values that I utilize in that foundation, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'll send you the AAA guide along with the exercises. david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number two. We need to attract the right people, places, things, circumstances, events, and energy that we desire. We don't really attract it. We clear the interference between us and the right people, places, things, circumstances, events, and energy that already exists. That's what attraction is. It's just clearing the interference between you and what already is. Because I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? So, for example, as I read that book by me, Don't Do Business with Dicks, the original title, How to Ditch Toxicity and Align Yourselves with Positive Influences. The people around us, the ideas around us, the thoughts around us, and circumstances and events we choose either accelerate our growth in the divine direction or it interferes with it because it's already there. The right relationships are who will help us achieve our vision faster and with greater fulfillment, passion, purpose, and even profitability by learning the clues and the patterns and making choices to dissipate, dissolve, and disappear the interferences of the responses to the emotional reaction to the circumstance. The need to be right, the need to be affected, the need to be separate, the need to be inferior, the need to be superior, the need to be worried, angry, upset, frustrated, guilty, resentful, all are interfering with all of the right things, the infinite things that will make life easy by dissipating the diseasy. We've all experienced situation where the right mentor, coach, teacher, teammate, partner, intimate other created opportunities that we could not have created alone. None are who we can help and who can help us. The fastest way to get to where we want to be is find that person and mimic them. Find that person and ask them for questions. That is already where we want to be and clear the interference that way or help somebody else get to where they want to be and clear the interference not only for them, but for you as well, because you're able and capable of helping someone else. You're closest to God. You're at your higher self. You're clearing the interference between you and all the right and dissipating all the interfering. We can attract the right people when we consistently, persistently, without quit, pursue a life of value and carry the right energy alongside of it, which is doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in the divine action, aligning the meaning of the past, then taking action, then preparing for adjustment. When we can enjoy to consistently pursue our potential, we will carry great infinite with us. In order to do so, we must audit those relationships with the places, the events, circumstances, and energy. We must audit those relationships that are influencing our divine direction, our expansion, our growth. Seek who's the right people, places. We must seek the who's, the mentors, teachers, and coaches, partners, friends, intimate others who share our values. If they don't, let them follow or fire them from your life if necessary. It's easier today to fall away than any other thing and any other time because there's so much monkey brains and much monkey noise instead of monk brains. Focus on being the type of person you want to attract. Focus on being the spouse that you want. Focus on being that which you already are and I am. If you want to learn laws of attraction in the context of the AAA strategy and attract the right people, places, things, events, circumstances in your life, energy, intuition, and intelligence, just email me. I'll provide you the AAA strategy alongside this exercise and the replay of this training. David@dmeltzer. David, first name, beloved, at D, first initial. Meltzer means waiter. David@dmeltzer.com. I read a great quote that if you feel that God is making you wait, then become a waiter, become a servant, and serve. If God, you feel like God's making you wait, then become a waiter and serve. All right, lesson number 3 in the AAA strategy training today, over 28 years of training as of October 11th. The lesson of repurpose. So many people want to transform, they want to transition, they want to retire. We want to repurpose everything. Every activity, challenge, circumstance, responsibilities carries values, light, love, and lessons that can be found through gratitude and forgiveness through empathy if we're looking for it, if we're seeking for it. The ability to find purpose in every ordinary moment. Transform the experience and align it in your divine direction and change the meaning of the past and carry you with momentum of the infinite energy, intuition, intelligence, and inspiration. We can repurpose everything. We have the power to give meaning, to give purpose to everything we see through gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability to effectively communicate with the infinite, allowing it to come through us in an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that will carry us at an accelerated rate to where we want to be or even better. Something as simple as taking out the trash changed your life. You see, I hated taking out the trash. I grew up with 6 kids, and for whatever reason, that was my duty to take out the trash. And I'd be so upset about it. I'd throw it against the trash can. It'd spill. Sometimes if there was glass in there, it'd invariably cut me. Stuff would fall out, waste my time, ruin my clothes. I then was in football for in college, and being the smallest football player, I got the grand idea of taking the trash out, and things were even worse. Then I thought it was all over when I got married. That was just the start because trash is like kryptonite to my children. And I created all this negative energy until I repurposed it. Something as simple as taking out the trash, which I hated, became time for reflection, for goal setting, for gratitude, for problem solving. I intentionally repurposed it according to the values I had. I found the light, the love, and the lessons in taking out the trash. And my energy shifted about it. I would go to parties and take out the trash. I'd go to baseball games and pick up trash. I'd go on walks and clean up the trash. My energy shifted so much about the trash that one of my daughters even offered to take out the trash because of the energy I held in that time of reflection, goal setting, gratitude, and problem solving. You can repurpose everything. You can use gratitude, empathy, and accountability to find the light, the love, and lessons, to have passion, purpose, and profitability, even in taking out the trash. When we learn to find that light, love, and lessons in these values, in everything, we stop interfering with life. We stop interfering with the infinite. We stop resisting and start learning from it. And we know life is about lessons. The lessons will keep on coming until we learn them. Why not learn them faster? Why not grow faster, accelerate, aggregate, compound exponentially all that we desire? Identify the repetitive, non-negotiable activities in your day that are aligned with where you want to be or better. Dissipate ones that are interfering with it. Attach purpose, meaning, to everything that you do, say, think, feel, and believe. Stop living your life and I'll be happy then. Stop living your life in the quote-unquote, I will be happy when. Start living your life for the sake of what? Ask yourself, what lesson I learned from this in every situation through accountability? What did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract myself? What did I do to participate in this perception? And what lesson can I learn from this? What am I supposed to learn from this? And you will grow and repurpose and align meaning of the past with your divine direction. You will accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially everything you desire in life and business. If you would like to learn through the AAA strategy how to repurpose everything, email me, David, that means beloved, at D, my first initial, Meltzer means waiter, servant. David@dmeltzer.com. Let me be your beloved servant. Lesson number 4, alignment. The first A of the AAA. Alignment should take about 80% of your time, effort, thoughts, intention. Without alignment, our actions become scattered and ineffective. Napoleon Hill would call it drifting. Alignment ensures, with definiteness of purpose, our divine direction, our values, relationship, intuition, intelligence, energy, and inspiration all work in harmony with no balance. All working in harmony with no balance. The first A creates the harmony and relieves you of the non-achievable balance in the human experience because you're limited by time. You can work hard every day, but most people get so busy working, they forget why they're working. They tell me that they're working, what, to help other people, to make a lot of money, to have a lot of fun. And they get so busy working, they forget to make money. They forget to have fun, and they forget all the other things to make them happy, like health and faith, family. We may work hard every day, but if the actions are not aligned, that first A of the AAA, with our values, gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication, and the divine direction in devotional behavior, not disciplined behavior. Like I said, so many people that I work with are disciplined. They work hard every day. They're disciplined working every day, but they forget to make money, forget to spend time with their family, forget to spend time on their health, their faith. And where do you think they end up? They end up in a position where progress, not perfection, but progress feels difficult and unsustainable. Stop interfering with your higher self. You're able and capable of helping others, giving you the ability to align with where you want to be or better and the meaning of the path in that alignment as well. Alignment, the first A of the AAA, occurs when who we are, what we want, and how we act all move in a harmonious divine direction with the devotional attention and intention of what we do, say, think, and believe. We must know our what and clarify what matters most, what's important to us. Knowing our who we can help and who can help, knowing our how to use time, the 24 hours that we're guaranteed every day of our life, except for the last day, knowing how to get those non-negotiable done and then prioritize the non-negotiable circumstances of the day. I allow 12 hours a day of non-circumstantial behavior to get my day done. Majority of it is sleep, and then there's health and in faith and finance, study of time and study of relativity. Then I have 12 hours to do whatever we want to do. Aligning the calendar with these priorities, what's important to us, subset urgency, what's important to us, in alignment with the divine direction, that first A will get us to where we want to be or better. And prioritization, doing it now and next, is the antidote to interfering with where you want to be. It's the antidote to feeling overwhelmed, antidote to procrastinating. So when we make decisions through these lenses, utilize our values and the AAA strategy in aligning with the first A, we now can take action with intention to say, think, feel, and believe. You see, action is doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing. And each of those levels of intention have a greater statistical success of acceleration, aggregation, compound outcomes. If you would like the alignment exercise within the context of the AAA strategy and the replay of this and the guide of this training, the AAA strategy training today, let me be your beloved servant. Let me be closer to God. Let me be able and capable of helping you. David means beloved at the first initial servant. David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. Email me. Lesson number 5, if it's not obvious to you, the second A of the AAA strategy, action. Nothing happens until it moves. Even though 80% of our time is sharpening life, even though 80% of the time is getting aligned with the personal, experiential, giving, receiving, the what, the how, and the now to apply our lie, why? Action creates reality. Because ideas, good ideas and God ideas, good ideas and God ideas alone never create any results. Even though it's 80% of our time, we must consistently, persistently, in the pursuit of that divine direction, in devotion, we must consistently take action with devotional behavior if we want our goals, our alignment, our trajectory, our divine direction to become a reality or better. So many people spend so many years planning, learning, and preparing. People who create momentum are the ones who move. I have a friend, Rob Angel, who I love. He's a remarkable entrepreneur, multi-millionaire. He invented engineering. He wanted to write a book about that experience, that journey to help other entrepreneurs. A beautiful sentiment, a beautiful journey. And he spent a lot of time in lesson number 4, getting alignment, rewriting. I always joked around and said, you could have written 8 books and set the books you finally published, and people would have been better off reading each of the versions of those books and titled them differently. Titles matter, by the way, if you don't realize. I've written Compassionate Capitalism, Connected to Goodness, Unstoppable, Creating a Life You Love with Jack Canfield, Game Time Decision Making with Tillman Fertitta, who just bought Caesars. But man, no book that I've written sells off the shelf as fast as something with a great title like Don't Do Business with Dicks. People have bought it from my hand at the airport. It is action, though, the second day, that creates the opportunities, the options, the touches of favor, the relationships, the growth, and even the feedback. Remember, within the context of the second A in action, you will get feedback. And nobody likes feedback in the present. So realize that all the good stuff relies in what we don't necessarily like, which is why we need to learn to like. That's why we need to learn to love what we don't like. We got to learn to love what we don't like. We got to learn to like what we don't like or love about what we love and what we don't love. Got to learn it. Because action creates opportunities, options, touches of favor, feedback, and those relationships and expansion that we're looking for. Action is the second A. Make sure that we're taking these steps forward. Make sure that we're being great within the small things every day instead of having to be great in the big things later on. Make sure that we are aligned and taking action in the divine direction and progressing, not perfecting. There is only progress, not perfection. The key to the second A of the AAA strategy is the law of Goya. G-O-Y-A. I think Don Asaroff taught the law of Goya. It's the rule of the second A of taking action. Get off your ass. Nothing's going to happen if you're lying, sulking, sitting at home on your mom's couch, high and sick and broke. Get off your ass. Move in the divine direction with emotional behaviors, non-circumstantial and circumstantial behavior, non-negotiable and negotiable behavior, planned and unplanned behavior, and paid for and unpaid for behavior. Get off your ass. Utilize the law of Goya. Utilize the second day of action. Know that ideas, God ideas, good ideas are alone will never create results, that nothing will happen until you take action and get off your ass. Use the law of Goya. If you would like the exercise of the law of Goya within the context of the AAA strategy and the replay and the exercises and the guys, let me be your beloved servant. Give me the gift of being closer to God, of living my higher self when you're capable of helping others. You're at your higher self. Give me that gift. Email me, David, beloved, at D, first initial, Meltzer, servant. Let me be that beloved servant, DavidDMeltzer.com. Get the second A of AAA and the Goya, the law of Goya exercise. Lesson six, the last lesson, if it's not obvious, adjustment. The third A, adjustment. If you want to make God laugh at you, come up with a well-developed plan. So you better prepare for adjustment. You can take control and certainty in your day by having non-negotiable behaviors for half the day, but there will be 12 hours of circumstance and adjustment that's needed through prioritization of the what to do and the how and doing it now. Prioritize what's most important using urgency as a subset. Because no plan survived perfectly. No plan will survive perfectly. The ability to prepare and allow adjustment allows us to learn faster, improve faster, and achieve more exponentially and consistently. So many entrepreneurs that I work with, whether it be a startup to multi-billion dollar companies, so many entrepreneurs launch new products and discover through customer feedback what's required, what changes are necessary. One small adjustment, one small movement can create an extraordinary result. So instead of quitting, they're preparing to adjust and improve from the very start. Adjustment, asked Thomas Edison, is not failure. Adjustment is not failure. Adjustment is intelligence in action. I'll repeat that. Adjustment is not failure. Adjustment is intelligence in action. We must constantly take inventory and review what we like, what we don't, what's working, what's not working, what we know and what we don't know, each and every time, and aligning what we learn with what's doing well, what's stable, and what we think is doing well in the future. We must know what we like and not like, what's working and not working, what we know and what we don't know, and learn from it and align those capabilities with what's doing well, what's stable, and what we think is doing well in the future. Seeking the lessons. Seeking feedback from the who, the trusted advisors, mentors, and teachers, knowing that the mentors are already there. We're just asking them for direction and mimicking them. The teachers are teaching us how to utilize those steps and mimic them. And the coach bringing the best out of us as trusted advisors, seeking feedback which we don't like in the present. When we are constant in the triple strategy of alignment, action, and preparation of adjustment, we are able and capable of making small corrections. Being great in the small things before the problem become big, and we have to be great in the big things. It's much easier to be great in the small things than it is the big things. That's why I went to a small college, so I could play football, being a big fish in a little pond. making great things happen, small corrections before the problems become huge obstacles. Adjustment is not failure. The preparation of adjustment is the adjustment and alignment in action is the intelligence in action. Let's utilize that AAA strategy. If you would like to have the adjustment is not failure exercise within the AAA strategy guide exercise replay of this training, even my book, David@dmelker.com. Connected to Goodness goes into depth about the AAA strategy. I'll be happy to send Connected to Goodness to anyone. I'll pay for shipping. I'll pay for the book. I'll sign it. I'll send it to you. David means beloved at the first initial. Meltzer means servant. David@dmelzer.com. The people around us either accelerate our growth or interfere with it. The places, people, things, and circumstances either accelerate it towards their divine direction or interfere with it. We attract all the right people, places, things, events, circumstances when we consistently live in our values and utilize the AAA strategy. Most people focus only on action. High performers understand that action without alignment leads to frustration or interference. And action without adjustment leads to stagnation or interference. Most successful, passionate, purposeful, and profitable people continuously align with their values, their gratitude, giving them perspective, empathy, giving them ease, accountability, giving them control, effective communication, giving them inspiration to take consistent, persistent action in pursuit of their potential and make those intelligent actions called adjustments along the way. It is so important for us to re-engineer our foundation to make sure it's aligned with our divine direction and the past aligned with that. We must attract all of the people, places, things, circumstances, events, and energy in order to understand attraction as the ability to dissipate the interference between us and that which already exists and that which will become. We need to repurpose, not retire. We need to repurpose everything in alignment with the divine direction, with devotional behavior, to find the light, the love, the lesson in everything. And in order to do so, we have to use the AAA strategy. We need to utilize the first A with 80% of our effort to get alignment. Alignment of what we do, think, feel, and believe. Alignment with what the who, the how, the now, and applying our why with the divine direction of where we want to be or better in the meaning of the past. Alignment is the most necessary. Then we need to take action because nothing happens until we move. The second A is action, and no ideas. Good ideas, God ideas, will ever create a result without action. And then the third A, adjustment. Adjustment is not failure. Adjustment is intelligence action. The AAA strategy is not a one-time exercise. It's a lifelong process of becoming more aligned, taking more purposeful, passionate, profitable action, and is adjusting as we grow and go. You can take alignment, take action, and prepare for adjustment. You can utilize the AAA strategy to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. And I will tell you this, I've never met anyone that makes a lot of money for the sake of being others and having fun that isn't happy. And if you're happy, that will make me happy. On my mission to empower over a billion people to be happy by finding a thousand of you every Friday, to empower you, to empower others to be happy, to make a lot of money for the sake of helping others and having fun. Once again, if you'd like the replay of this training, the exercises and guides of the lessons, and of course, the AAA strategy. If you like my book, Connected to Goodness, that talks in detail about the AAA strategy, email me, the beloved servant. Give me the gift of being close to God, of being my higher self. Allow me to be able and capable of helping you just by emailing me directly. Dave means beloved. @D is my first initial. Belcher means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Email me, David at dmeltzer.com. Join our Monday networking groups, join our wait list for one-on-one. I have business advisory and investment. All these different categories of things I can do to help you every single day, 7 days a week. I allow 5 minutes of time for anyone. All you got to do is ask. David means beloved. At the first initial, Meltzer means servant. David at themeltzer.com. But regardless, no matter what, remember, remind, and recollect. Be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self. Do good deeds.